With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A San Francisco 49er is shot while fighting off a would-be robber.
Officials in San Francisco say the 49ers' Ricky Pearsall is expected to recover after he was shot during a robbery in the city Saturday. The San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was the victim of a robbery attempt in the Union Square District.
He was walking alone when a suspect approached him and attempted to commit an armed robbery using a gun. A struggle between Mr. Pearsall and the suspect ensued.
Audio courtesy of KGO-TV. A teammate posted that the 23-year-old Pearsall is okay, recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. has seized the plane of Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro due to a violation of sanctions. The plane was seized in the Dominican Republic after it was determined its acquisition was a sanction violation. The plane reportedly is Venezuela's equivalent to Air Force One. It comes as the U.S. investigates what it says are corrupt practices by the Venezuelan government. Election Day is in November, but early voting begins this month. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more on that story.
At the end of this week, the first mail ballots get sent to voters, and early in-person voting will start as soon as September 20th in some states. The first batch of ballots typically sent out are ones to military and overseas voters. Under federal law, that must happen at least 45 days before an election, which this year is September 21st. But some states start earlier. North Carolina will begin sending mail ballots to all voters who request them this Friday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A fresh look at America's spiritual condition, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates, as numerous other surveys have, that the country is becoming less and less religious. But that doesn't mean people don't believe in something. The Pew poll finds about half of Americans describe themselves as spiritual and religious. 22% say they are spiritual but not religious. 10% are religious but not spiritual. And 21% are neither. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in California pass a measure that would require health insurance companies to provide coverage for fertility care, including treatment for infertility and in vitro fertilization. The legislation would extend those requirements to cover single women and men posing as women. The California bill was designed by queer trans activists. This is SRN News. Well, they venture to the ocean depths once again.
A bronze statue from the doomed ocean liner, the statue was feared lost forever, is among the discoveries cataloged by the company that holds salvage rights to the legendary ship. Georgia-based RMS Titanic has wrapped up its first return trip to the Titanic since 2010 and has released images from the expedition. Those pictures show a site that continues changing more than a century later as what's left of the mighty vessel continues to decay. Rich Thomason reporting.
In California, two state Senate bills related to reparations for Black Californians couldn't advance to the assembly in time. The legislative session ended this past weekend without the assembly agreeing to debate the bills. California was the first state in the nation to approve reparations, but as many as 14 bills need to be debated and passed before that can happen. More details at SRNnews.com.